found myself driving at night here in the City of Angels. The rain had given everything a wet, slick look like plastic coverings on your grandmother's sofa. The headlights on the oncoming cars gave off halos as if everything was in a soft focus. I was heading out of town to pick up my usual supply of Cuban cigars out of Havana. I had gotten a phone call earlier from my Cuban contact in Vancouver that my shipment would be at the usual place. I pulled off the highway into this dirt road, heading towards this run-down motel that was a cross between a flea bag and a dive, a place I felt I would end up in one day, alone and broke. As I got out of my car, there was a desert wind blowing, one of those hot, dry Santa Anas that come down through the mountain passes, curls your hair and makes your nerves jump, and your skin itch. I was walking towards the motel when a young girl walked by me. She was cute, cuter than lace pants. She had a set of curves no one could improve upon. She gave me a look I could feel in my hip pocket. She looked like an honor student, majoring in men. She probably got all A's too, but none were on her report card. However, she did smell the way the Taj Mahal looked in the moonlight. But for now, I had to pick up my Cubans and head back to L.A. to do my radio show. I could now smoke fresh Habanos and do my part to the fall of Castro and long for the days to smoke cigars in a free Havana.